Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and good morning to all of our listeners. You know, Ed, I have to say one word, weather. Wow, what a week. I mean, this has been some beautiful time lately, you know? Finally getting back out, getting out walking in the park, all around Renaissance Coolidge, up and down the river, riding bikes, and people are out, they are about. I'm seeing joggers everywhere. I'm seeing groups. Is it cross-country season? I don't know, but it is such a pleasant thing. We thought that just a few nights ago, we went out, you know, just around sunset, on a road for an hour or so, and it was life. It was just life like I'm used to, and you know what? I liked it. We liked it. All around the Edwin, downtown, up and down the river, walking bridge, packed with people. I love it when you can't ride well because it's packed with people. It's mm-hmm, life mm-hmm. again. How nice is that?
It is beautiful. In fact, last night I told a friend, they were saying, and I also said this too, I said, traffic is pretty heavy tonight. It's actually awful. But I said, you know what? I remember those days, as most of us will always remember, the desolate streets that felt like the end of time was coming. Oh, and yeah. I said to myself, I will make a commitment to never really complain about traffic again, because empty streets mean financial disaster. That means hunger and tragedy for every single family. And so I'm going to keep that in mind. And you know,
well, I'm going to too, because I don't like the traffic, but that gives me a whole different point of view.
You know, driving to work on those mornings when you know, you saw four other cars at 8 o'clock in the morning. Oh my gosh.
I thought I was inside The Walking Dead. I kept looking around for the characters. Where am I? Are they filming?
I know. There was an interesting study, and I'm, you know, we're getting into spring, of course, and people suntanning is coming back. I mean, all regular life seems to be opening back up, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. And the fear has dropped significantly. You can feel it in the air. There's still a number of people who seem to be empowered by this mass mandate, or trying to make other people do what they think is best. And again, we should still continue with the right procedures, right sanitation, following the right guidelines. And what we say here about COVID is our personal opinion, not that of the radio station. But I love the fact that there's always confusion with suntanning. It just is, because everybody in, like, say, dermatologists, of course, there's not a single ray of sun that's healthy. You should cover yourself and live in a bubble, all the way to the other side of the people who just bake like pieces of salmon on a grill, and, you know, they're suffering terrible damage. Well, the truth is generally in between those two polarized areas. And there is a mountain of research showing that that regular sun exposure is one of the most powerful and important things you can do for your health to prevent disease. However, on the other side, we know that if you expose cells in a petri dish to UV, it does damage them significantly. The catch is, as all things, moderation. They've actually found that workers who work outside who have consistent sun that's not excessive have less melanoma rates than people who are office workers. One of those reasons is the dirty electricity from fluorescent lights that really alters the health of the skin. But the biggest thing is getting regular amount of sun on regular intervals. The people who are super white, who then go in and get a lot of sun for 2 to 3 months, very damaging. I mean, I have to admit, because I'm an open book, I do suntan beds once a week. For some reason, mentally, it makes me feel much better. And I also have a small amount of tan, which I do enjoy. I'm always in the gym 5 days a week. And I'm not by any means bragging. If you saw my Facebook post, you saw that I have a tan from the post I did 3 days ago with my shirt off, which I rarely will do, but I was kind of egged on by somebody. And I just really want to encourage people. The proper amount of sun, in my opinion, is very healthy for your mental, physical, and emotional state.
Well, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, I used to do tanning beds. Do you know why I quit?
Why?
Got busted coming out of one. So you got to think about that as a doctor.
You do.
So, you know, I would do that at the gym probably once or twice a week. Mm-hmm. Really enjoy that. Very relaxing. I find it just, there's something about it, about like being in a cocoon or something. I mean, I love them. And I hate to say that. And again, this is not just like you just said. It's not the radio station's opinion or my employer, CHI Memorial's opinion. It's just my own personal. And so I can still, you know, voice my likes and dislikes. But I really miss it. But yeah, I don't do that anymore. But as we get toward the warm weather, I am outside, you know, running, biking. Mm-hmm. I'll go to the pool periodically, but I'm not going to just bake, like maybe bake a little bit, but I do enjoy it. It's so relaxing. But I just do the same thing in the sun periodically as we hit the summer and go to the pool. Greatly enjoy it. And I started thinking about summer, and I got to give a shout out to a continuing education company. So I have now planned, I think you know the dates, but I planned my summer continuing medical education CME. And I want to give a shout out to a company called CEC, in case there are any medical professionals listening. Continuing Education Company, probably not the most imaginative name, but they have got it down when it comes to CME in the COVID age. They're not afraid of it. They have it set up for people who are fearful or high risk, or the people who are low risk or not fearful, or both. Same thing for the speakers, virtual versus in person. It is well done, and they have a lot of openings throughout the summer. When you look at all of the medical schools, which I did in the Southeast, most of them are saying, you know, we can't guarantee a thing. If you pay for this, we may or may not be there.
Really?
It was not the exact words, but yeah, that was the feeling from it, is that, yeah, we don't know what we're going to do because of COVID. And it's nice to have a company that said, nope, we have revamped, we have revised our procedures, and we're ready for this. And they were doing it last year. It's the same one I used last year. And CEC, great job.
I love that, because they're marching forward with optimism, but also common sense. You know, we can pretty much overcome most challenges, but we may have to rewire and regroup. Again, I spoke about this a few times. I really love entrepreneurship, and I look at two different extremes of this. Southern Star downtown, which I talk about eating at constantly, is so busy you can barely get in past 11:30. And then you go right down the street to Urban Stack, which has the massive sign, no mask, no service, big black and white letters. That's not the way that you encourage people to come into your business and spend their hard-earned money. You do it with signs that say please and thank you. What happened to manners in the business world? The businesses who embrace it are going to win, and the ones who don't, they're going to lose in the long run. I will never forget the people who made me feel almost like a criminal because I came into their business. Not going to ever forget it. I may stop in occasionally, but I will never continue to be a regular customer of those people. The brave ones who stood up and did common sense, they're the ones who's going to get my money from this moment forward.
You know, and frankly, the people who adapted well, the businesses that did, I think they're better. They've actually grown. Have you noticed that?
They have, because again, it's that world of competitorship. The competitors are doing so poorly that people are now leaving the ones that didn't do it right, and they're flocking to the ones that did.
And I heard through a reliable source that Jason's Deli's salad bar is back open.
That
I'm happy about. Used to love it, but they had to shut it down until they figured out how to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go, Jason's.
Absolutely. I ate there. You had texted me actually and said that. I came and I had a great salad bar. I like making my own salad bar. I just do. I like exactly the right amount of my broccolis and this. I want to say real quickly, I ate at a new place I had never been to up in Hickson. Have you ever been to Sidetrack?
No.
Okay. Fabulous from A to Z if you want a nice meal. It's owned by the same people who own the Boathouse.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's hidden. It's been there for 4 years. It was one of the best put together meals and atmosphere that I have had in a long, long time. I told the manager, I said, I do a radio show every Sunday, and I'm going to certainly mention you, Sidetrack.
Nice. Well, I like the Boathouse too, and plan on riding my bike out there too.
Oh, yep. Someday I'm going to get a bike, but I'm always afraid of falling.
Oh, Ed, you have to take chances in life. Don't live in fear. Come on.
Well, as you know, I take plenty of
I haven't seen you ride a bike. You may be... Who was the guy that's on... Was it American Idol that wrecked?
I don't know.
Oh, somebody's going to laugh at me because I don't watch these shows. But I always thought he wrecked on an e-bike because they keep saying an e-bike, e-bike. No, it was an e-motorcycle. Those things are so fast, just like a Tesla. And yeah, he was riding a electric motorcycle when he fell. So yeah, don't go buy one of those, Ed. Dangerous. But an e-bike is a lot of fun, and the prices are coming down.
Well, and I do ride a Harley Davidson, so I guess.
Oh, now you shouldn't be scared then. Come on.
There are really horses and bicycles are the only two things that kind of make me freak.
Well, a lot of people are less careful on the bike, and you're probably really careful on your Harley.
Very
I would
much
imagine.
So. And, you know, I don't ride interstates. I ride in the right lane. I don't go when it's super busy. But I'll tell you, and I did an actual post on Facebook for Vital Health Radio on a product called AnxioCalm that we sell a ton of for anxiety. You know, the one place that I can, I think part of it is programmed myself, that I will have a modest anxiety attack. It's the only thing in life that I can predict that I'm going to clench my jaw. Riding my Harley through the tunnel in Brainerd. Why that is, one time I started sliding sideways at the end of the tunnel because there was water on the road, and it has just wired me for this anxiety. And so I cannot go through tunnels with my Harley any longer. I don't care if I take AnxioCalm or not. It ain't happening. So just throwing out personal little...
Well, I wish I could ride again. You have 20 years on a bike for me, and no more. But if you have a wife that doesn't like motorcycles, you got to stay away from the motorcycle, you know?
You are a smart gentleman.
But can I borrow yours?
We won't tell her. It's time to take a break, my friend. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Shalala from CHI Memorial about some news about an event coming up. And I also want to make sure I remind people about an event coming up on March 20th, the Health Fair in Cleveland with Vascular Institute. I'm going to talk more about that. Going to be offering a couple tests up there are free that would normally cost you lots of money. So I will inform you more of that on the next
segment. Way to go, Dr. Lasar.
That's right. Love Dr. Lasar. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And we always are really cool to have these updates from CHI Memorial on things happening in Chattanooga. And this is, we're going to talk about something called Cam Bush Arts for Health Series. And Shalala, welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
You are the well-being program coordinator for CHI Memorial. And I know we're talking about an event called the Cam Bush Arts for Health Series. Tell us about that.
Yes. Yeah, so the Memorial has partnered with CAM and the Hunter Museum for, this is our 20th year, actually. Well, last year was our 20th year, but we had to postpone because of COVID. And so this year we're celebrating the 20th of this event. And CAM is a local arts therapist and former nurse, and she has been a champion of arts and healing for most of her career, and it's just great to be able to partner with her and celebrate.
Oh, so the word Cam Bush is actually an individual.
Yeah, yeah. Cam lives in Chattanooga, and she has just done so much to help support and champion arts and healing in Chattanooga, and we're really grateful for the contribution that she's made. I'm also a creative arts therapist. And so part of coming into this role is being able to work with community members in finding new and innovative ways to integrate arts and healing in our community and at the hospital.
Well, I'm very intrigued about the fact that I come from a four-plus decade being involved with nutrition, and but also that brings in a lot of different avenues of health and healing that perhaps the conventional person would not think about. And one of that, one of those is the exposure to things such as beauty and art and frequencies and blank, blank, blank. So tell me a little bit about the whole kind of philosophy of how does your how does the art that you present, in what way are you helping people, patients, and clients?
That's a great question that a lot of people ask, and it's interesting if you just stop and think about how often you interact with a song or visual imagery of some kind, or if you've ever participated in a play, or just sort of animated yourself in telling a story to somebody about an encounter you had. All of those things are the sort of central processes that happen when you're engaging in the arts, and it affects how we think and how we feel, how we relate to experiences that we've had. And so I like to say, in short, the arts are a language, and they're a language that a lot of people find really comforting or really helpful to engage with when they're dealing with some kind of healing process. And actually, I'm working on a PhD in expressive therapies, and part of my research is about stress and burnout in healthcare. And we're gonna get to see a little bit of that at the Cam Bush event this year. Our featured speaker, Eric Booth, and he's partnering with Pop Up Project, who is they're a local dance performance company, and they're gonna interpret some of those themes that relate to just the resilience of our healthcare workforce this year and all that they've had to deal with.
Hey, it's Dr. Green. I'm curious, is this all visual arts, or do you incorporate music, performing arts? You know, what all does this encompass?
All of it, yeah. So there are creative arts therapists that specialize in just visual art or just music or just dance or drama. But a lot of what we're doing at Memorial is incorporating all of the art forms, including poetry, visual art, music, dance movement, and performance in a lot of different ways.
That's so interesting, because I am, you know, a lot of topics of health and healing, certainly in the conventional world and hospital related, really go back to academia and textbooks. But there's a huge chunk of this whole concept of health that you really can't define in some kind of clinical study. And one of those is tending to the heart. I guess I will use that term. And, you know, when we all are touched by something, whether it be the sunrise, a special moment in a movie, you know, a love, a relationship, a this or that, you can't define those. And you really can't categorize those into any kind of research study. But we all know intuitively the heartfelt energy that comes from that. And it's almost a balancing. And a lot of poor health that we experience is, I think, a deficiency of tending to the heart. And the arts are a wonderful way to do that. And so this is all new to me. So this is very, very fascinating. I really appreciate that. Now, this is going to be virtual this year still?
Yeah, so we're doing a virtual event. Everybody gets to stay at home, but we've found ways to celebrate nevertheless. If for anyone who purchases a ticket before March 10th at the $50 level or above, then they will get a bottle of wine and some cheese and fruit and crackers and a little dessert to take home and enjoy from their virtual space, wherever they choose to be, to tap in. And then we also have a $25 ticket level. We thought, well, since it's virtual, then we can invite people from all over the world to participate if they want to. So that's just an easy way for people to tap in and be able to enjoy the event and get to hear Eric Booth and see Pop-Up Project and hear more about how we're doing arts and healing at Memorial.
Well, if you if you could ever use the word reinvent something, you certainly have done that with this, because in one way it's going to open up for more people, and other ways, you know, it's still a little limiting not to be right there, but it's a great middle ground that you have found. And I love the whole thing, concept of the wine and the cheese and the this. It is it's quite innovative what you and whoever has put together. So tell people about, at this point, if they want to learn more about what you're speaking, where would they go?
Well, they can go to our website. It's memorial.org/arts for health. And then everything's on the website. Everything's automated. It's amazing how inventive we've become.
Yes.
Doing things in the virtual space. So we'll miss seeing everybody in person, but I think this is going to be a really enjoyable event. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, and is there a certain, like back when you were doing it the old-fashioned way, what kind of people would be coming to this?
You know, we really get a mix. Every year, depending on who our speaker is, it draws a different crowd. But, you know, generally we get a hefty attendance from people in our arts community and people in our medical community who come together, who really sort of live and breathe and connect to this idea of arts and healing, or the arts medicine. And so, you know, it may seem novel to some, but I think for many others, I can't tell you how many nurses and physicians and people who work in the hospital who tell me that they make art to help them feel better. You know, they go home and they paint or draw or play an instrument. And so, yeah, we get a real mixture of people who show up.
I love that, because I think that the creativity and heart expressions of other humans, when you can share it in an art format or any format, it could be music, it could be other methods, it is contagious. And the passion that artist had during a moment of inspiration and connection, it's not just inspiration, is kind of like the virus. It's contagious, and we want this. So I love the whole philosophy, and I really appreciate you spending time with us today on Vital Health Radio.
Yeah, it's a joy. I'm happy to share any time.
All right. Thank you so much, and I'll look forward to perhaps myself joining in. And if you're ever by Nutrition World, please bring by a few more of the information sheets or flyers, and we'll be happy to pass those out.
Great. Will do. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Well, Dr. Green, I want to say kind of not directly with this past conversation, but again, I'm so connected to somehow connecting my physical and emotional and heart body to something other than my daily activities. So last night I went back and I did another float tank. I floated for 100 minutes. And I'm learning, and I've done these off and on in my life, but I'm trying to do them every single week now. And the float tank really helps me to connect to something outside my thinking mind. I'm just kind of talking, and it's not something I've read, but we all are so consumed about this chattering monkey within our heads of to-do list and wishes and emotions and thoughts, and we get so used to it, we think that's the whole kit and caboodle. Well, I could tell you, last night for 100 minutes, and it's not easy work. Don't think that you're going down there. Now, there are people who fall asleep in it. That's easy work. I'm actually going down there with more of a meditative goal of losing my body, because you don't feel your skin, you don't feel your body, you kind of melt into this 500 pounds of salt water and total darkness and total quiet. And I can tell you absolutely, the drive home is, you're floating home. I floated home last night. I did not drive home.
And is that downtown?
That is. It's right in the building where Southern Surgical Arts is.
Yeah, I know exactly where that is. So I'd be happy to join you one day. And I saw you in the salt tank too, so I finally know what that looks like, because you posted that, as I recall. So I saw what that looks like, and we got to do the cryo chamber. That thing is what I want to do when it gets really hot.
Yeah, and I'm like you. The cryo hurts me. It is something I just am very uncomfortable in, even though I value it greatly. But it's going to be easier for me to do that when it's summertime. When I walk in and it's cold outside, it is the last thing on earth. But the salt chamber, in fact, Nutrition World is right on the cusp of putting in a salt chamber. That's how impressed I am by it. And it's just a small room. You just sit in it for 15 minutes and you breathe this heavy, heavy, heavy duty concentration of salt. And the history of salt things are in the salt caves back in the 1800s and early 1900s, where there was workers would mine the salts. They rarely had respiratory issues. They rarely had asthma because salt is so purifying. I can just tell you, I never blow my nose. I don't think you've ever seen me blow my nose. I'm very fortunate. I don't have hardly any mucus. I don't have coughing. I coughed my freaking head up and blew a half a cup of stuff. And
That's nasty.
So where did that come from? I mean, obviously it was already in me. It just wasn't moving. That salt chamber moved it like I have never seen this past Sunday when I went up there. And I'm going again when I leave here. And hopefully in another month to three, Nutrition World will have the salt chamber at Nutrition World. But right now I'm going to Old Yale Gym in Cleveland to do it. And there is one in East Ridge I used to go to, which is a salt room, which is different than a chamber. But so these are growing things. They really are.
Well, you know, I hope they get one in North Shore that has all of these together. You know, we can have like the float tank with the salt and, you know, everything else that you experience and the cryo and everything all in one. So that would be a fantastic, I don't know anybody that does everything in one. But if it were within, say, walking distance, I'm spoiled. In North Shore.
You are.
I just walk to stuff. Walk or bike. So we could do one of the two.
Oh, my gosh. Like something out of Hollywood. Oh, my.
You got to love it. It's a good life.
I love it that you're having a good life.
But in the end, all I end up doing is riding all over town and maybe eating somewhere. So that's still fun.
Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking more about your health and nutrition and whatever goodies fly out of our mouths. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And I do want to mention the super-duper health fair that's going to be coming up on March 20th in Cleveland at the Vascular Institute. The Vascular Institute with Dr. Lazar and his amazing wife, Tracy, is going to be offering phenomenal types of testing, information, free products. They're going to be doing a carotid artery testing. And maybe, Dr. Green, tell people what that is.
Just an ultrasound, just like you would do of a baby. You know, no pain. No injections, nothing scary, and they just ultrasound your neck and look at the carotid arteries for a hidden blockage.
Wow. And
you couldn't get any easier than that, and they're not cheap either.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I can't tell you the price. I'm not a radiologist, but to give them away for free is unheard of.
Wow. That is, and that's a problem in the body that most people would not have a symptom many times, correct?
That's true. I mean, sometimes we'll hear, you know, a sound called a bruit, just like turbulence in somebody's neck, and we check, but most times it is silent, and the first time somebody knows is when they have their stroke.
Ah.
So what a wonderful thing to prevent.
Absolutely. So that's going to be March 20th in Cleveland Vascular Institute. Nutrition World has some flyers, some posters, and we will be posting it very, very soon.
So I'm hoping they open that up down at their Ringgold location beside us one day.
They are. We've already got plans for about 2 to 3 months from now to have one near your location.
Fantastic, because there are a lot of people in Northwest Georgia that are not going to drive to Cleveland. I hate to say it.
Yeah,
my grandparents were two of those.
Absolutely. And, you know, I go to Cleveland every Sunday to do that salt room and the cryo and the boot therapy. And it takes me from my house is 24 minutes, so it's actually not very far. Now, I do live
in Epison. You live closer than me.
Yes, I do. Now, they also will be doing IV therapy with nutrients. Dr. Melvin from Partners in Care will be there. I did an IV a couple weeks ago. I'm planning on doing one this week with vitamin C, glutathione, some of the nutrients. That's a massively potent way to concentrate nutrients within
the body.
That's
one more thing we're supposed to do, you and I.
That's right. We got our list continues to grow. So please, March 20th, and check with Nutritional if you forget all that stuff. And I posted something on oil pulling. I don't know if you've ever done oil pulling.
Actually, yes, now.
Okay. It's an ancient technique. It's called Ayurvedic technique. And you put a special oil, very clean oil. I prefer coconut oil these days. And you swish it fairly aggressively for at least 10 minutes. And you could, if you would, hit 20 minutes. And what it does is it really concentrates the bacteria and toxins within your body within the oil. At the end of the 10 to 20 minutes, you please spit it out because it is pure nasty. There's no doubt. But my teeth can get so much whiter. If I had something with the throat, my voice, just many multiple things seem to improve when I do oil pulling. And yet that's one of the things I'm kind of lazy about. I just don't do it. You know, to try to find 20 minutes where you cannot speak is in a busy world is kind of tough sometimes. But I recommend it to people who have sinus, throat, mucus. Like you get up in the morning and you're really clogged up, you can do oil pulling, and it's fabulous to help clear the throat out.
You know, it's actually what came to mind when you were talking about the salt chamber and everything that came out of you.
Yeah, it kind of is like the salt chamber in a different way. And I prefer the salt chamber. It's far easier. But I posted the article on the Facebook of Vital Health Radio on oil pulling.
Well, I think I sweat out a bunch of toxins when I'm at the gym.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt that sweating is one of the grandest ways to detox. Now, other ways to detox is, of course, intermittent fasting, and you participate some on that.
Done that.
Really has to do with eating in a 10-hour window and then not eating in the next 14-hour. And I do that at least four times a week. I want to say one thing kind of bragging-wise about Nutrition World just a minute. And you know Dr. Green all too well. You deal with so many people. You never know what resonates with people. You actually have zero idea when they leave your presence what their future holds as far as taking advice. Well, this lady, I remember vaguely her coming to me about probably 9 months ago. And she actually lives out of town now. She used to be a customer for years, but had been gone for some time. And she just was standing there, and she said, I really, really, really need to ask you a question. She said, I'm scheduled for back surgery for stenosis and other things, and it's 60 days from now. Is there anything I can do to help myself if there was a chance of me being able to not have surgery? I have no clue what I said to her. I received in the letter a letter about a week ago, two full hand page written letter with a check for $200 made to Ed Jones. And in this letter, she said that she followed my advice for 2 weeks to 4 weeks. And after about 5 weeks, she canceled her surgery. And she is so vastly improved that she was just thought it was a gift from the heavens. But it was so touching the way she wrote it. It was that old-fashioned kind of expressions of words and feelings that is kind of uncommon sometimes today. I'm going to pay that check forward, and I'm going to help someone else that needs some assistance with that. But what I recommended to her was this guy named Egoscue, and he's a guy who's quite controversial. I had hurt my back about 25 to 30 years ago, and I used his at-home program to help me to get through and rehabilitate it. He is not liked by most physical therapists because he's radical, but it's an at-home program. So if anyone has back issues, it's called Egoscue, E-G-O-S-C-U-E, Egoscue Back Therapy. And it's just a book. Now, you can do a therapy with therapist. And I also recommended three nutritional products to help the joints to be healthier. Those were, of course, are standard things that we certainly all know about.
So is Egoscue a physical therapist?
He was.
He was.
And I guess still is to be under the legal part. But he's a radical physical therapist. Just love the guy. And there are therapists around the country So
the good ones are a little bit radical, I think.
I know. I love that.
I used to jokingly call them physical terrorists, but actually learned that from a physical therapist friend of mine. But, you know, they have to push you hard, but I'll have to check this one out.
Well, this is actually not pushing. It's just a different approach to how the body can recalibrate itself in regard to the joints and the issues that caused chronic pain.
Well, we don't mind looking into something if it doesn't make sense, if it works.
Well, that's you, and I always give you great accolades because that, we know it's not common. You can't talk about your industry, but I can, and most people are close-minded. You happen to be the radical within that, but you also do it with common sense and wisdom. You're not way out on the fringes. You're with really good common sense, and I love that. I love that.
And I appreciate that.
I'm not going to mention my employee's name, but we have a staff meeting every other week, two of them, because we have 23 staff members. And my wonderful person at the store was telling the staff, and I didn't know he was going to say this. He has two kids, one of which is a 10-year-old girl. And his little girl came home the other day and told him, he said, "Daddy, did you know that this month is National Nutrition Month?" And he was like, "No, I didn't." And she said, "Yes, it is, Daddy." Well, he looked it up, and it said National Nutrition Month is an annual campaign created by the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. During the month of March, everyone's invited to learn about making informed food choices and developing healthy eating and physical activity habits. Well, my employee said, "What did you have for lunch today?" After this conversation, well, the little girl said, "I got a grilled cheese sandwich, tater tots, chocolate milk, and ice cream." And then the absolute classic line out of a 10-year-old that I'm going to frame: "Daddy, I feel like they're trying to make me chunky." Now, that is some wisdom of a 10-year-old. She saw through the facade of all that crap of teaching people how to eat healthy, but yet she had a grilled cheese, tater tots, chocolate milk, and ice cream.
And what kid doesn't want the chocolate milk, right?
And we're programmed to want it, so it's not the kid's fault by any means. But there's not even a balancing of, okay, here's half kind of unhealthy, here's half healthy. No, there's not. A grilled cheese is not particularly healthy. You know, it was pure white bread, zero fiber. I could go through the whole list of why these are despicable foods as a total meal. I mean, tater tots are using the worst oils to fry potatoes, which are one of the most unhealthy foods. Chocolate milk has tremendous amounts of sugar in it. Yeah, it has some protein, but look at all the negative stuff going on with it. And yet, you could make a grilled cheese that's healthy. You could make a chocolate milk that's pretty healthy, but schools are not able to do that, and it's not their fault. So, Daddy, I feel like they're trying to make me chunky. Yes, I don't know what they're trying to do, but yes, that's why the nation is chunky.
Well, you know, for a while they were making I don't know if it was everywhere, but I saw the news reports, the meals were so healthy, nobody would eat them. People were throwing them away, so there's got to be something in the middle.
Something in the middle. And my daughter went to a school here in town that was in that middle. And the thing is, my grandboy now, who's almost 2 years old, I've never seen anything like it because he's not been introduced to the fast-acting carbohydrates. That is what dooms the taste buds of all young people. Then they grow up and they have to have all these carbs. All he eats is avocados, garlic, clean meat, cheeses, and all colored vegetables. He will crave broccoli and Brussels sprouts and anything placed in front of him, red cabbage, all of that. He actually does not have any desire for the sugars. Well, she's not going to keep him in a cave. He's going to start having birthday cake when he gets into the social stuff. But at this point, I think his program taste buds will last, could be a whole life. Now, he's going to fall off the wagon, but he will come back, as my daughter did. During, you know, a few years, you eat what you want, but then her taste buds really are already wired for the healthy foods.
Well, she is your kid. I'd like to know what Tom Brady's mom did for him.
I know, that would be
probably
interesting.
Brought him up that way.
I like that. I like that idea. Yeah.
Well, there's so many opportunities out there to eat bad. I think the private schools in this area, I can't speak for all the schools, but I'm pretty sure you can eat bad if you want to, but they have some good options, which is nice. I wish all the schools could do that.
Well, and part of the responsibility does fall back with a parent. It's not the school can't make you change your taste buds.
Not make you, but have the opportunity, have the option.
And that's
there.
The thing. The school has the responsibility, I think, to give you the opportunity. It's like me going to, I do a podcast called The Holistic Navigator. On there, I have one called How to Eat Out Healthy, because I do eat out a lot. But there are a few places I literally would not have a choice, so I can't go there. And if you're at school, that's zero choice unless you bring your own lunch. And I don't know if kids still kind of make fun of kids who bring their own lunch or not, but it was in my day. It was kind of like you were kind of made fun of if you brought a little sack of your goodies.
Yeah, I have no idea. We'll have to ask the kids.
Yeah. Well, brother, it is time to take another break. When we come back, we'll be talking about spiritual moment. And also, I got to get another word in on the vaccine before we leave. A couple things that have come out. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And of course, we always look forward to this segment with Dr. Green's Spiritual Moment.
Thank you, Ed. The Spiritual Moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com, or download their app for Android or iPhone. Well, let's talk again, once again, this morning about courage and our goal to live our lives completely free from the control of fear. Norman Schwarzkopf said, "True courage is being afraid and going ahead and doing your job anyhow." That's what courage is. The root word of courage actually means heart. And Hill Harper said that she thinks true courage is actually following your heart and not getting or succumbing to what other people's definition of what your life should be. Live your life. Or as I sometimes quote my daughter, you have a calling to be you fiercely. Well, Romans chapter 8 teaches us that if God is for us, who can be against us? Jesus taught us that he came to give us life. That is life with a capital L. Henry Blackaby wrote that God wants joy, not fear, to dominate your life. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." We have a mission and a calling to live bold lives, strengthened by our faith and hope. And we will be unable to fulfill that mission if we are paralyzed by fear and crippled by anxiety. So please, do not let the trials of life control you and rob you of joy and peace. Freedom from fear and anxiety includes the liberating knowledge that we are not in control of everything. In fact, you do not have control over your own circumstances. Control is an illusion. But you do have control over your response to those circumstances. Placing your faith in God, let go of your grip on fear, anxiety, unrest, and your desire to control every situation and outcome. As the chains of fear are broken, you will be free to live the fierce life to which you are called. Let me close with Psalms chapter 28, verse 7. "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him." That is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, as always, my friend, and hopefully that will lift the people up who needs it today, which is always Mindy, I'm sure.
I need it every day.
There you go. I want to say real quickly on, we haven't talked, or I haven't spoke much about the vaccine or the COVID right now, but three things. One is, I know on WRCB they were speaking and they had some good information about the fact that some people who have gotten the vaccine and then go get a mammogram, it is showing some unnecessary fear because the lymph nodes are getting, sometimes they're swelling after the vaccine. Now, of course, as you, I know, would say, I mean, that's normal because the body's creating.
It's your body making antibodies.
Antibodies. But what we're saying is the devil's in the details of a lot of things. It seems to be common sense that if you were going to have a mammogram, that you probably maybe would make a common sense decision to not do a vaccine 2 weeks before so that you don't have these, oh my, we found something suspicious. Just, you know, postpone perhaps. Secondly is,
well, let me throw something in real quick. You know, there's so many things we still don't know. I don't care if you're talking any one of the three vaccines. It doesn't matter. And patients come to us and say, well, what's going to happen to me in 5 years, 10 years? We don't know. We just don't know what the long-term consequences are yet.
I love that because that's actually a segue directly into a little topic. One is that we are not being able to read a lot of good differing opinions on this subject. Actually, here on Vital Health Radio, you're probably going to hear more than you would on any Google or headlines that you will absolutely tap into because they are censoring. I mean, I know of people who, you know, completely removed from the social media platform because they've questioned the vaccine.
That's that cancel culture.
Yes.
You know, and it's unfortunate that so many of these, I think, power-hungry social media giants just silence anyone they don't agree with.
Yep.
I mean, where is free speech? Where has it gone? I want to hear all the opinions. I want to hear the people that don't agree with me. I really do want to hear you people. That is what I need. So I listen to a lot of different opinions and make my own mind up in the end.
There you go. And I certainly agree completely. And I think the majority of people, at least 51% of them, do agree with that. There's a Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and she had followed her off and on during the last couple years, well, other things, but especially this past year on the COVID. Right now, the numbers show that Israel, 53% of the population has been vaccinated. Britain has 26.9%, and the U.S. has 13.5%. Dr. Tenpenny says no one on earth has any idea of the long-term damage potentially due to the vaccine. Nobody, because we can't. You cannot fast-track a vaccine and do it within less than 12 months and be able to predict in 2 to 5 years what's going to happen. And I fear that there will be a small segment of the population that will have autoimmune and other things. You're not reading that. They're like glamorizing this vaccine that it is nectar from heaven, and it's simply not. Of course, everybody has a different opinion on the Texas governor who's ended all lockdowns and masks, Greg Abbott.
You know, and how is it that I believe the day after he did that, they said, oh, there's already a 75% surge. Well, how is that possible 24 to 48 hours later? But I heard that on one of the national, I think it was ABC News. And sorry, ABC, if it wasn't you. And again, these are my opinions when I share them, not the radio station and not my employer. But, you know, I'm honest with my patients and tell them, you know, I still think that the people in the high-risk group should get it. Mm-hmm. And we may differ in our opinion there, but that's my opinion. And that is also the recommendation anyway. But when they ask me what are the long-term consequences, I don't know. I mean, nobody but the good Lord knows the answer to that question.
I completely agree with you that people in the high risk, if they're going to get out in the world again, the risk against benefit is most likely worth it. And but again, there's people with risk factors who can lower those risk factors, as losing weight and other things.
And I have seen people's, you know, patients' fear and anxiety markedly lessened when they have gotten the vaccine. I have now had a few people say, hey, doc, have you gotten yours? Yes. And I actually got it more for my patients than I did for myself. So they would be more comfortable.
And that makes total sense. It really, really does. And now you've got it all done. It's over with. So good for you.
And it was unpleasant.
And I hear, you know, probably 5 to 10 stories a day at Nutrition World because people share everything with me. And not everybody has it unpleasant, but some do. And you were one of them.
Yeah, I would say, thankfully, most people are just having a sore arm, and that is it.
Yeah, I am deeply concerned that it is a different vaccine because it's actually a more of a genetic gene therapy than it is a vaccine. Again, you're not reading that. The people who are really speaking the truth on that are being censored. So know one thing. You are not getting but one side of the information. And lastly, very quickly, for those who have pets, Nutrition World has embraced totally an holistic category of pet foods, supplements, and things. But one of my grand employees, the one, Stacy, who's in charge of that, is one of the smartest people I've ever known as far as having knowledge and as far as the pets and foods and all of this. Well, she was really, really mad the other day just because the Seresto flea collar has now been linked to 1,700 deaths of pets and dogs and cats. And I don't know anything about Seresto, but it's a flea collar.
You know, I may make a gift. My daughter out in Texas just got a new little dog. I may make a gift of some of that food. You'll have to share the details, and I'll tell you a little more off the air.
Absolutely. We actually send it everywhere. We get part of it from Australia because they're just exceptional people around the world who are making phenomenal pet stuff. Believe it or not, brother, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. And we'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.